I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to Maths Hysteria, a podcast all about Married at First Sight. We're back. It's very exciting. It's me, Omar Abid. Now, normally I'm joined by my friend and co-host, Kelly Rickard, but unfortunately she is busy teaching people how to sing, dance, all kinds of showbiz stuff. But fear not, we're joined by one of our favourite guests that we've had on the podcast, alumnus of Maths UK 2022. Is that the right word? You're Canadian.
Yeah, I don't know. Barely there, cast member Laura Eyre.
Yeah. If you managed to keep your eyes open, you might have seen her on last year's UK version of the show. Laura Eyre. There you go. You've already said your name.
I know. That's it. I couldn't even wait for you. I just said it myself. It was so nice to have. Let me be on this. I really loved it. I loved doing it last year. I couldn't wait when you said, "Come on again." I'm there. I'm here. I'm all for it.
Oh, thank you. It's great to have you. I think everyone was surprised by how mad.
Thought I had a personality.
Yeah, it was one of our top three, I think, most listened episodes. I'm pretty sure, like, by the end of the series, it was right up there because, yeah, you said a lot of truthful, humorous things. So I think people definitely enjoyed it.
Well, I'm like Marmite, you know. Yeah, they love me or you hate me. There's no change in it, though. That's just how it is.
It's something which I take as almost a personal insult. You're doing your own podcast as well.
Yeah, I was so excited about being on yours. It made me want to do my own. So, you know, kind of take it as, copying you as a form of flattery, right?
I'll be interested to listen. So that's coming out on Saturday.
Well, if I can figure out how to turn the camera on and the microphone on and upload it, then yes, it is absolutely coming out on Saturday. So probably not.
Lara's Aussie Roundup, available iTunes, Spotify, all the usual places.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully, yes, fingers crossed, I will be doing that tomorrow.
Great. And if all those apps don't work, it'll just be two tin cans and a piece of string.
Definitely will be. A pencil and a piece of paper. I'll mail everybody my feelings on the show.
So have you watched Married at First Sight Australia before?
Absolutely. I'm a longtime fan. I mean, I watched that before I watched the UK version.
All right. How far back are we going? Are we going back to Cyrell and
Yes. We are definitely going back to Cyril. Yeah, I mean, and I know, and I'm sorry to everybody in the UK maths family, but I love the Australian version. I just think, I don't know if it's that the Aussies forget the cameras are there or just don't give a shit, but it's carnage from day one, isn't it, really?
It is. It's weird. There's definitely a different feeling to the Australian show. And like everyone I talk to who's a maths fan, they generally say they prefer the Aussie one, but no one
they
can
do.
It tends to be because all the extremes are more extreme. The dickheads are more dickheady.
I know, right? Yeah, it's so polarized. It's like, well, I don't know. And I don't want to say, well, English people are more reserved, but even like the more Jeremy Kyle type people seem more reserved than the Aussies do, don't they? It seems like there's like everyone thinks a little bit more, but the Aussies, they just go for it.
Yeah, definitely. And also it's a bit more exotic because it is Australia. So
even the people that got sent to the crappy places, it still looks better than any place we've got here. Don't even get me started on the honeymoons because I'm fucking livid.
Yeah, I remember this was a bone of contention for you that you went somewhere freezing cold.
Still is. I mean, I honestly, you should have seen me watching it because every time someone went on their honeymoon, I was sitting there going, Jesus. I mean, I relived it all over again. I'm like, no one's making pretzels. No one's on horses. No one's standing in the middle of nowhere. And the only thing for 20 miles is a petrol station.
Yeah, date night at the Esso. Yeah. So the first couple we saw getting married, I mean, I think we're going to have a lot to say about these two, but however long they last, I don't know how long they'll last, Harrison and Bronte.
Oh, just a horror show right out the gate, wasn't it? And her family seems so lovely and genuine. I mean, I just thought, I honestly thought, how could they have done this to her, really?
The show?
Yeah, the show. I just feel like, there's no way they didn't know that guy was a dickhead, right?
Well, I mean, on paper, when it started, he was...
a dickhead. He said, the first thing he said was, all girls love me, was what's wrong with you? And he said, nothing. Like, basically, how hot he was. I mean, God, a man that just goes on TV and tells you how hot he is and what kind of women wouldn't want to have sex with him. Come on.
Yeah. And the thing is, he's not as... I mean, he's a good-looking lad, but he's not as good-looking as he thinks he is. He's
no.
Loads of people on Twitter are not enamoured with him. And just, you know, forgetting his personality, just the way he looks, he's a bit gerbil-faced.
And a big scab on his face at the wedding, like he'd fallen over. Well, probably some woman had punched him, is what I imagine. But one of his many concubines that he had off camera before he went on the show.
He was sweating a lot as well.
Well, I can't talk about that. I was with a very sweaty man too, so.
When he was gripping your hands.
Should have been easier to slip away, but for some reason it wasn't. It was slip resistant.
What did you think of the fact that it was brought up on the wedding day that he's dating, you know, other people? I mean, obviously, if it's true, it's pretty terrible.
Well, he said he agreed that it was true. He didn't say it happened the way that girl did, but I would take everything Harrison said with a big bucket of salt. But I think if you go on a show like this, it's months. It's literally months before you get picked and you go through like a process where they ring you once a week, you do Zoom calls, you take tests. And if you really are serious about finding the love of your life and getting married, you're not shagging half of Australia a week before the wedding, are you?
Well, maybe he's getting it out of his system.
Yeah, he got it out of his system in 2 minutes with Bronte and then said he was done.
Yeah, yeah, we're definitely going to come to that. I definitely have some theories about that, which people have shared online as well. What do you think about the friend who brought up the... Because people don't seem to like her either. They think she's a bit... Not she that she said anything that's incorrect, but they don't
She was there for herself as well. I mean, I do believe that she was definitely there for her 5 minutes. And trust me, on this show, that's literally what you'll get. So she was there because she wanted to be in the spotlight. But she had a juicy piece of him. He set it up. She knocked it down. Like, do you know what I mean? If he hadn't done those things, she wouldn't have had the ability to go and be in that spotlight, would she? So
yeah, yeah. I would have
liked. She did take pleasure in it, though, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, God. She was really building a
part. So sorry for you. This is so bad.
Yeah. Is the camera getting my good side?
I know. But she had pictures of him packing his suitcase and stuff. So you tell me if it's some weirdo girl that he barely knows that's super into, why is she sitting on his bed whilst he's packing his suitcase to leave? Like,
yeah, yeah. That was the thing. That conversation went so quickly from, I don't have a 20-year-old on the outside, to, I've been dating, you know, I've been dating a lot before coming on here, to, well, there is someone I've had a crush on who I wish I was doing the experiment with.
That was terrible. I mean, honestly, when he said that, like, I was like, gee, I wish I didn't have to go on the show. I wish I could just marry you. To the woman he has just married on national television. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if everybody knows, but this show is big in Australia. I mean, like, it is big. Bigger than here. That girl has been shamed multiple times. She's only 10 minutes in at this point, isn't she? So,
yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like, I felt so sorry for her to for that to be the
yeah, I felt punched in the gut for her. Do you know what I mean?
And he was surprisingly good at the wedding.
Yes, I said that too. And I, you know, I kind of felt like it was one of those moments where I'd gone on Instagram and said, what a dick. And then thought, oh, well, now I'm going to have to go on and say, well, I really misread that situation. He seems really lovely. But it wasn't until you watch Cameron, the way he is at his wedding, how genuine his conversations were, how false Harrison's conversations looked. Like, he did all the things he thought he should do. Offer a beer to the dad, shake a hand, say something kind of creepy about how hot the girl's mom was, you know?
Yeah, you should have said, I wish I was doing this with your mom.
Oh my God, that would have been TV gold. How you doing?
And then they, you know, he explained everything to her. She accepted his explanation. And then the next thing was Jessica, the friend, was ringing all the Bronte's friends and family and complaining that she hadn't been a bridesmaid and had more exposure. It's like, why is she trying to get even more attention now? Well, I know why.
Trust me, I'm always the bride. I'm never the bridesmaid, and things work out really badly for me. I think maybe if I'd sidelined it a bit more instead of main eventing, my life could have been better. She ain't missing nothing.
Well, during that whole thing, though, Bronte kept saying things like, oh, poor Harrison, the poor guy, he's already been annihilated and this and that. I was like, this is worrying that you're feeling sort of defensive over this guy who's sort of embarrassed you.
You know what?
On national TV, international TV.
Yeah, here the thing is, though, is so like you go through, as a woman, from my personal experience, you go on this show and you, for months and months and months, you really truly believe these people are going to match you with this guy that's going to change your life and you're going to walk into the sunset. So when the red flags start flickering away in the first 10 minutes, you start batting them away and making excuses because you think, no, this is something I'm thinking. I'm making this up. He's going to be great. I'm just freaking out because you want it so bad, A, and you believe it, you know? So you try to make excuses because think, maybe I've just misread it. Maybe he's better. And that's, I think that's a little bit of it as well.
They went on the honeymoon and he was being quite flirty with her, wasn't he? He's like saying, oh, you're so sexy and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah, because he's got one level. Like, let's be honest. The man has got one level. I look good, right? You look good too. Let's do it. You know, like, that's it, right? Once he shagged her, he was like,
Oh, my God. That was brutal. That shot of him just lying in bed. And he's just, like, lying about 2 meters away from her.
I thought he was going to do one of those ones where you roll away and then off the side of the bed. Crawl away. Oh,
yeah,
bless her.
Very
but
much.
What happened? Because they didn't say, right? And she said, when we started and then we stopped. And he said, I don't want to talk about this. I'm confused about, was the sex just bad? Was he bored with her? Could he, like, did he get soft halfway through?
I think it's that.
Yeah.
I think, and this is what a lot of people have speculated, is that he couldn't get it up.
Well, I don't know. I'm scared to speculate because everyone thought the reason Richie didn't want to be with me is because I wanted bum sex, and that wasn't true. So so I'm always a little wary now to point fingers, you know.
I mean, I didn't know that was the rumor, but there we go.
We did a poll. Somebody did a poll, and it came back. That's what, because I just said what I liked in bed, and everyone said that was what it was, right?
Oh, yeah.
But really, what it was is I said I like lazy sex in the morning. But yes. Then I thought, now all of the UK thinks I've got some kind of anal issue. So no, I mean, I'd like to give Harrison the benefit of the doubt, but it did look like it was a bit of a Mr. Softy machine halfway through, and he's embarrassed.
People are saying that because he couldn't perform, now he's sort of taking it out on her, like, oh, I don't fancy you, I don't find you physically
attractive.
He's a
master manipulator, though, right? I mean, the way he turned that round on her, like, when he was pulling the faces, like, this is, she dabbed her eye with a handkerchief, like, she literally dabbed her eye, and he went, whoa, she's getting really emotional, like, I'm so embarrassed by this situation.
She was hysterical, Lara.
Hysterical. Because if Harris should spend a day with me, he'd be fucking shocked.
he's like, you know, just, oh, I don't know where all these hysterics are coming from. I don't know why she's upset. I haven't raised my voice. I've been talking totally reasonably.
That's my pet peeve, is that one. My absolute pet peeve. I hate that so much. I mean, like, I swear a lot, as you know from previous encounters with me on this show, my mother pointed out. So I'll swear in every day, you know, like, oh, pass the fucking veg, or, you know. And I date guys, and it's absolutely fine. And then the moment they do something wrong, and then I swear, say, this is fucking stupid, they go, oh, no need to start swearing at me. You know, well, you didn't care this morning when I asked you to pass the fucking mug. But suddenly now I'm some kind of hysterical lunatic who's now emotionally, like, hurting you, you know, like, and that's exactly what I think he was doing. He wanted to put her on the back foot, make her feel that she was embarrassing. She'd done something wrong, to shut her down.
What surprised me about these people who are gaslighters, the pattern's just always the same. I don't know how they can spot it a mile away just from watching a few series of Married at First Sight. But the thing is, I'm not confident that she's just going to sack him off at the first commitment ceremony.
No, she's in it to win it. I mean, if there was a prize at the end of this, she'd be going for it. She's going to hang on in there, you know, and she's going to hang on to every little bit. Like, I mean, honestly, I don't know. It's hard because it's so different when you're in it. But I was looking at her and thinking, run.
Yeah.
Run. Do you remember that guy who was in the American guy who was in the other season?
Yeah, last year. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was with that girl, and she was all, oh, he made her look like she was an absolute nightmare. And you could, the problem, she was a little bit, you know, a bit kind of wee way, wasn't she? So people could think it was true, and he played on that to try to make it look like she was an absolute terror. And
Holy.
It was, it was the same thing. He did exactly the same thing, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. It's a tried and trusted technique.
Yeah, it's like, if you watched a video of the story of my dating life, you would see that those exact sentences, like, over and over again.
Now, in contrast, the other couple that we saw married in the first episode, Lyndall and Cameron.
Yes, I'm all here for them. Although when he has his hair done, they look like twins.
they do have that thing where they look similar, don't they?
They're going to get a dog. They're going to get one of those Barbie dogs. It's going to, all three of them are going to look exactly the same.
I hope, though, that she's all right. As in, I mean, I don't mean her health issues. I mean, obviously.
Oh, no, I actually thought that about her health issues, because I know she's got this new pill and it's going to change her life. And I'm so happy for her that it's going to add 30 to 40 years. But it's a miracle drug, but it's new. What if she doesn't respond well in a few months? And then, like, it's a lot to put on him as well, right? Because this is, she thought, it's nice in one way because she's gotten on this new life and she's chosen to share it with him. And I think that's beautiful. But if it doesn't go that way and he becomes super invested and they stay together and they want kids, that's a lot. That's a big fear. I can see he's got a big fear already about that.
Yeah, I thought they talked through it quite well. Yeah, that was a wonderful conversation.
Yeah, let's bang it out. True yeah, Aussies, aren't they?
Yeah, I thought that was a really good conversation. They handled it like,
yeah,
she understood his concerns, and he broached it in quite a good way, sensitive way.
Plus, you don't know what's going to happen, do you? Any of us, anything can happen to us. There's no point worrying about that. Like, you know, oh, I'm never going to get into a relationship because what if something happens, you know?
But when I say I hope she's all right, I meant really, I hope her personality is all right, because really, do we know that much about her?
She's got cystic fibrosis.
And that is that is who she is in totality.
Right? I know. But didn't they do that to poor Jenna and Zoe? It was, she was a vegan, and that was it. Like, no one cared anything else about the fact that she was a vegan.
Yeah, well, that's it. Maybe it is that they're talking about this now because everything looks like it's going pretty well.
Apart
from having an awful haircut, Cameron seems all right. You know, like, how many different types of haircut do you want? He's got like shaved sides, really long, up in a bun.
He's like one of those toys, dolls that you get, your Barbie ones, where you can do all the hair. So they've just got that big mane thing, so you can braid it and stick it up. And yeah.
I thought his joke in the vows was quite good about having a 21-year-old at home, and then it turned out to be
I loved his vows. I cried at their wedding. I cried. And well, I mean, I cried at most of them, but some of them I didn't really care. But yeah, he really got me, and I thought they were cute together. I just think they're going to gel well. I feel good things for this couple, for sure.
Yeah, I think they're gonna do well. I mean, what do you think their problems are going to be?
They're boring, and so nobody wants to watch them on TV.
It's hard to predict, isn't it?
It is really hard because they seem lovely and they seem suited, but they don't seem like they've got bigger, weirder things going on. Like, they're just nice people.
He lives out in the country, which he talks about every 5 seconds.
Maybe he's got a sheep at home he hasn't told anybody about. They're going to have voice notes, but...
Maybe it's going to be like, you know, he's a country boy, but she wants to live in the city, that kind of business, you know?
Yeah, but she seems to me like she'd just go and do anything. I think she's just excited to live her life. So I think she'll probably be pretty easygoing.
Yeah, true. But if you've just found out you got 40, an extra 40
years
I don't
want to live in the boondocks. I want to go out and see the... Yeah. She wants to go see Hamilton.
Yeah, exactly. Now, another controversial couple, I would say. I think this has created a lot of debate. Jesse and Claire. Jesse, the marriage celebrant.
Oh, my God. I would love to check and see if anyone's booked him since this came out, because I wouldn't want him 10 fucking feet from my wedding. He's a wanker. And, I mean, do you want him to celebrate your love? What is it going to say? Oh, I'm not into wedding dress chicks. And it's that whole thing where he's put women into categories, which is so awful. Like, I don't like the CrossFit chicks. I don't like the gemstone chicks. I don't like the horoscope chicks. Like, that's just offensive from the start, you know?
You know, the thing is, though, I agree with a lot of what he says.
Yeah, me too, yeah. But I just don't think it's it. But also, I don't like the guys who cry at a wedding 2 minutes in. Guys, you know,
she
didn't bitch about that. I mean, he was there for all the 3 minutes and he cried because his light can't be seen, even though he's trying to shine the fucker so bright, you know. Maybe he should get an asshole light. Maybe that'll shine brighter.
Like, when I say I agree with a lot of what he says, you know, I wouldn't like someone who's social media obsessed, or what's it, star signs and crystals is all bollocks and everything.
Of course you do. And the fact she had one shoved down her dress, I mean, we all put our hands on our faces in Home Alone and went, oh no. But that's not the total sum of who someone is. And if she's only that, then fair enough. But he doesn't even let... I've loved it when she said, maybe you've met the girl of your dreams, but you just pied her off in the first 10 minutes because she said things like, my favorite thing about myself is I love dogs, you know?
Yeah. That's it. It's all quite superficial stuff. And initially he did say, I've made this mistake before.
Yes,
so I'm going
to
try.
He's going to continue to do it. He keeps saying, you know what, guy? I don't like the guy that pretends he's going to do some personal growth and then doesn't give a shit, guy. That's Jesse.
You know what, though, right? I do have to say, and don't get me wrong, I agree, has been a wanker. But this is why it's an interesting and controversial relationship, I think, because I think they've both been right and both been wrong. Early on, I thought she was irritating. She'd do my head in.
Oh, yeah, sure.
When she was going, can you whistle? Why don't you whistle me the tune to your favourite song while they're trying to pack? I was like, this is just fucking inane. Can I just pack? You know? But maybe the best thing isn't to shush. Has anyone shushed you?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Yeah. In fact, on my own honeymoon on MAFS, I was told to talk less, be less vulgar, to stop swearing, to stop talking to other people, to look someone in the eye more when I speak to them. There was a list that went on, and we'd known each other for a day. So I definitely felt for her in this because I've been there. And I agree, she was a lot, but they put her with him because he was kind of a lot. And I can see, I think the big issue is he, and I think this was the same thing for me, I think he thought he was going to be the big kahuna in the relationship. He was going to be the loud, crazy one, and they were going to compliment his loud and crazy behavior. And when she wanted some of the, she happened to be kind of loud and crazy, he didn't know what to do with that. He just tried to shut that down.
Yeah.
Instead of embracing it.
Exactly. That's right. He's he's not as loud and crazy as he thinks he is, and definitely not as loud and crazy as she is.
Yeah, so, she's a nutter. Yeah.
Like when they were sat on that pontoon and he was talking about, oh, and then I become clingy and this, that, the other. It did all sound like reflective, but it also seemed largely irrelevant because what was annoying him about her was that she's irritating to him.
Yeah.
And in a way that's enough. Like,
I totally believe what he was saying is truthful to him. And I think I could imagine him being weird and clingy, to be honest. But I think the point of him saying it was to get off the hook for being a dick. And I don't think that was the point, was it? You know?
No.
Oh, look at me. I'm sad. So does it matter that I was an asshole at the airport? You know?
Yeah. But it's a simple thing. Like, I've made that mistake. I shushed Claire.
The list goes on of the things that you've done to Claire.
We were watching a TV program, like we were watching The Walking Dead, right? And I'm enjoying it, and she just started talking. It was like a crucial voiceover moment, intro to the episode, and she just started talking about. So I shushed her, and it was just instinct. I knew as I was doing it, it was the thing to do. And I was really lucky that she found it funny. But in that moment,
it could have gone one or two ways.
Yeah,
I know. I hate that too. I don't mind talking in shows, but you talk in the bits between the conversation, not as soon as the conversation starts, right? Like you do it in the soft moments.
You talk when it's over.
Yeah, you're like my kids are like, shut up. I think I'm funny and relevant, but whatever.
The amount of rewinding I do.
With the side look and the huff.
I realize I am a bit anal and OCD about it, that I need to hear every line of dialogue.
Because things could be important. Like, I understand people that were on their phones while they watch a TV program because they miss the glances and the looks. Everything's important. It builds the story. If you're on your phone, you can't be understanding what's happening on the screen. That winds me up really bad. So.
Exactly. So... shushing.
I mean, maybe Housewives of Beverly Hills, but still.
Shushing was a really stupid rookie mistake to do.
But why was it so soon as well? It's not like they've been married for 20 years and every time she breathes, it winds him up. He'd known him for 2 hours and he was already irritated.
Yeah, but also, I'm glad you said that actually, because another thing I disagreed with her on was when they were talking about that he'd shushed her, she was saying, you know, I would want to know everything about you. And it's like, no. I bet he didn't shush you because you were asking him what his family is like. It's because you were singing at the top of your voice.
Let's get on the carousel with our luggage. Whee!
Yeah, exactly. I bet the circumstances in which he shushed you weren't some like deep, meaningful conversation. Although I have seen that on MAFS. So,
yeah. I don't know. I feel like this couple could go both ways. I feel like if she will allow him to start again and not hold on. And if he just tries, even when she's irritated, just to take a breath or a minute and then see if he can get away from the bonkers surface and into what she really is, they could have a chance. But whether they can go a day without falling out, we'll see.
Exactly. Like when they made up on the honeymoon, I was going to say the second big mistake he did was when they brought out the honeymoon box questions. And she asked him, like, what are the things that irritate you? And he actually fucking told her.
You
and,
lie!
Yeah, but definitely don't start doing an impression of her.
Oh, no. Oh, look at the sand. It's so soft. Look at the sea. It's so blue. Look at the way the sun reflects. I was like, oh. And then when he sat there, she asked me a question, so I answered it. Could I have done it in, like, a nicer way? Yes, you could have fucking done it in a nicer way. You're not an idiot, are you? Like, yeah, I mean, yeah. Come on. Be better, Jesse. Be better.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're right. It'll be interesting because I agree. They'll either, like, turn a corner suddenly and start getting on, but maybe just accept I'm going to be irritated every day by this other person.
Yeah, but it's worth it because what you bring to the table, once I jam a crystal down your throat so you can't talk anymore, is fantastic. But they look so great together. I mean, when she came out, when they were there, I was like, this couple does look, on paper, they, oh my God, I sound like I'm on Love Island. On paper, they really work, 100%. But yeah, so I want to kill him, but I also want them to work, so.
Do you think he's all right, but he's a bit of a dick, or do you like genuinely dislike him?
I think he's all right, but he's a bit of a dick. Whereas I think Harrison, there's nothing else. He's like one of those TVs in a show home. It's just the front, and there's nothing happening inside it. It's just a big piece of plastic.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Like for someone who, as I say, he's not as good looking as he thinks he is. He's also fucking dull, Harrison. Like,
that's what I mean. I bet, like, he dates bimbos. He doesn't have a conversation with them. They just have sex. And then he talks about how hard he is, and they seem thrilled with that, and they go home. I think that's the basis of this relationship.
So, another couple that we saw early on, Sandy and Daniel.
Yes. I'm hoping this is going to be good, but like I was saying the other day, I was saying she's got so much at stake doing this, right? Like, that's a lot.
High risk.
Like, if he decides he's not that into her, or he does a Harrison and he has sex with her once and then it's over, and she's done it on TV in front of her family and the community, like, she is done. Like, this is a lot to put on a guy who's just met her, right?
That's true, but even if it doesn't work with Daniel, I think it's important that she sort of crossed that boundary of, you know, seeking her family's approval.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's incredibly brave, and I think what she's doing for other women is fantastic. But also, I think she's taking a massive risk in a maybe a way that isn't the safest way to take the risk, you know? Like, it's not like she's gone on the news or she's done, I mean, she's gone on a reality TV show, and I think it's a lot at stake for something that might not give a lot of rewards. So, I mean, I'm hoping for the best for her. I really do. And I loved her outfit. Although that family, I'm sorry, can we please talk about the guests at that wedding?
Yeah.
Because first of all, they seemed mildly racist. And second of all, then once she smiled and made a joke, suddenly they were her new best friends. They were going, I love you. Do you think the producers came over and said, like, seriously, like, just cut it with the... It was like, went from like night and day, didn't it?
The way they kept saying, oh, I wasn't expecting this. I really wasn't expecting this. What is, she's not from fucking Mars. Indian or Thai. Are you ordering a takeaway? Like,
the Deliveroo man's at the back going, I don't know what's happening. But then when she cracked a joke, they were like, oh, it's fine, she's Indian because she's funny. Like, I just like, what is happening here? I don't know.
Well, I did think, like, similar to the Lindell situation, all we know about Sandy at the moment is that she's Indian. We don't really know that much. She seems
her
very
culture
articulate.
Is her identity at this point. Yeah.
Yeah. She has explained it very well. Like, I was talking to one of my friends, and even though they know me and my mum's from India, Sandy's explanation of Asian communities was really accurate. It's quite insular, and what other people in the community think of you does carry more weight than it probably should. And she explained it all really well. So yeah, you do want it to work out for them. But I don't feel I know Daniel that well either. He was just white guy.
White guy who likes his kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, he seems like a really lovely guy, and so I'm hopeful. But if you went on the back of how his friends acted at the wedding, I would have said he would have been a dickhead, right?
Yeah.
So that's weird to me. Because if you're that nice of a guy, why are the people that you brought on TV to your wedding because they're that close to you, why are they all like that? That seems like they don't fit. So there's some little warning signs there for me. But
yeah, the other thing that stood out from the wedding, did you see that woman in the orange dress?
You mean the one who came with the cantaloupes? You just wanted to motorboat her the whole way through. Like, I'm sorry, somewhere to park your bike. I've never seen tits on a person like it. That was porn star material. So again, what I'm saying is he brought people that said questionable things off the bat. He brought a girl who looked like she was, I don't know, floated there on her boobs. Like, the people he surrounds himself with doesn't say to me, lovely, down to earth, happy value guy.
We didn't even really see much of them on the honeymoon in Singapore. They were just like, he was in the pool, you know. Not really much has happened, so we'll...
Yeah, and that lovely pool in Singapore. Well done, then.
So bitter.
I'm so bitter. I'm the biggest bitter Betty in the world. I got nothing from that. At least I could have gone somewhere nice. No, but yeah, I agree. We saw them walking through the markets. We didn't see much conversation. And there was no honesty box yet, right, for them?
Right, yeah. So that'll probably come up next week. Yeah, that'll be a good one. We'll actually get to learn a bit more about them.
If the question is, where are you from? or what's your culture?
Now, another controversial couple where online it sort of, the support was quite split.
I know where you're going
to
go. Yeah.
Janelle and Adam.
Okay. Yeah.
Adam, again, everything he said up to a point about his past was reasonable, saying, you know, I've cheated on my partner. He's bringing it up. He's being upfront about it. Maybe don't say it so much in your vows.
Got a t-shirt. Like, yeah. I'm a cheater.
Yeah. He's maybe too upfront about it.
Maybe almost proud.
Yeah. But, you know, you sort of have to respect, like, I'm going to get this out of the way.
Yeah.
But there was just something, I just don't trust him.
Okay. Here's the thing. Like, I understand... First of all, if anybody knows anything about Asian culture and they know that how important security, job security that is, and I mean, that's what everybody knows that. She was very clear, but I don't think, and if he had said to her, I run an internet company, we do this and that, I'm trying to build an empire. What he said in his backstory, he was bit weird about it, saying, oh yeah, we give away t-shirts, or like, I mean, he didn't sell it like it was he was building a company. Like, she obviously understands that she's an influencer. She started off putting some blush on one day, and so she should know that people probably, especially from her community, probably thought, you call this a job, right? So she must know the stigma attached to it. But the way he kept talking about it sounded like he's a guy in the mafia who said, oh, I do import-export. You know, like, he didn't, he was kept like kind of going around it and then got really defensive about it. She's trying to say, I don't have any money. She's trying to say, I don't support myself. Instead of getting angry about it, why don't you just explain yourself? Like, she married you, you know, like, she deserves to have that conversation.
Exactly. That's it. She was just, because people have said, well, she's just an influencer. It's like, but the point is, the person I was having the conversation with online,
I love that you have all these friends. Stop pretending you have all these friends. You're making me jealous.
Yeah, anytime I say online, it's basically turning and talking
your
to
your mom.
But we all know what an influencer is. And he could have explained what his job is, what the project is that he's doing. But then he would say, yeah, we're doing this online competition site, but that's on the back burner and I'm definitely going to pick that up.
And I want to do a podcast. I mean, I'm not talking about the two of us, but seriously, if you go on TV and get married and the first thing you do, let's talk about Kwame for a minute. And then the first thing you say is like, I want to push my podcast. That's like, that is warning signs. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah. If he does a fucking Married at First Sight podcast as well, I'm going to be raging. There's too many of them.
We'll have him on next week.
Right, I did two polls about Adam and Janelle.
Okay.
So first one, I want to ask you how you think the results of this went out. I put classic Married at First Sight situation. Once a cheater, always a cheater. Yes or no? What do you think the results were?
Yes.
Yeah, 67% of people think once a cheater, always a cheater. Which side would you be on?
Yeah, I feel like if it's... I'm sorry. Yeah, I do. I think people that cheat generally continue to cheat. Yeah. But they're very remorseful about it as well. So.
Well, once a cheater, always remorseful.
That's it.
Poll number two was, is she too money driven or does he seem a bit dodgy? Which one
he seems a bit dodgy.
Actually, 58%.
I knew that's what people said, because I felt like people assumed that she was saying that. I don't think she needs money. I think she just wants to make sure her family is supportive, and they're very hard to please, and she wants to make sure that they are okay with the situation. Like, it's okay, be the cheater, but don't be the dodgy cheater. Like, you gotta have something, right?
Be the financially stable cheater.
So you can screw all your secretaries, but at least, you know, make sure you've got a good job, you know, so the kids can go to private school.
Well, that's it. She might be too money driven. There's maybe some hints of that, but I don't think that's what she was getting at.
Don't think so. And I think she explained herself really well when they had that conversation at lunch, when she said, look, if I came off that way, I apologize. I'm just trying to get a feel of what it is you do. And, you know, I don't think she said anything like, she said, I want to have a family and kids, and I want to have a certain lot. I think when you say women say, I want to have a certain lifestyle, it always rings alarm bells to people. Like, they're trying to say, like, I want to be bougie, and I think she just wants to say, I want to know that if we had kids and we got married, we'd be able to take care of ourselves. And I think that's what she's trying to say. I don't think she's saying I need to have a Merc in my driveway, but I can see why people thought that.
Yeah. Again, it needs more time, but for now, I'm more wary of him than I am of her.
Oh, me too. And I don't see the sexual chemistry between them.
No, zero.
Yeah.
It's a weird match, to be honest. I think they could be, I don't know, though, like you say, with the podcast stuff, I was going
to
say that.
Yeah, he's going to stay on to the end because he wants the dollar. if he doesn't come out with a deal at the end of this, he's just done.
A couple who do seem to have a lot of chemistry and got along really well from the off, Ollie and Tani.
Oh, I love Ollie and Tani. First of all, she's gorgeous. That dress was beyond. And the wedding venue, again, mine was beautiful, I won't lie, but that was very right up my alley. That was very cool.
The warehouse.
Yes, I loved it. Absolutely loved it. With the glow lights down the aisle. Oh, my God, 100%. I would have loved that. That was a bit of me. But it did annoy me when they kept talking about how young they were, because last year's Australian Math, they were all about 25. That kid that kept drinking out of his shoe.
Right? Yeah, Al.
Yeah, Al, God love him. But, I mean, they had some young people last year. I'm hoping they've made them older because they've learned that in this kind of show, they need to be a bit older. But, yeah, love Ollie, his smile. He's a crooked little smile.
You mentioned their age, but they have their old school views on dating, that they've struggled with the apps and everything, which is a common thing. I hear loads of people say that.
Well, yeah, so. Tinder is for assholes, let's be honest.
they got on straight away. They're really goofy, which I quite like. They're not like trying to be cool, or, you know, arrogance about
it. It just seems that they've got a nice match right from the beginning, you know, like, I mean, they were cute, and I liked their vows. I think it was funny that he kept talking about takeaways because she was Thai. I just had a Thai the other night. She thinks he's cheating. He's just ordering delivery.
Oh, that they were chuffed to have sex.
I know.
Yeah, we took our relationship to the next level, and we were both really chuffed with that. And then she just started giggling. It's like, it's just really cute.
But don't you think they seem like the kind of couple who just are just gonna like just easy breezy things and just like have a good laugh. I think they might be our golden couple for this season.
Yeah, I think that's a safe bet.
Because there's no downer sides to it either. I mean, like, I hate to be an asshole about it, but there's no death or disease or sick parents or dead grandmothers. Like, our season had a lot of dead grandmothers. But no, I just think they're so light and they're so nice together, but they're also interesting. And I can't put my finger on what it is about them, but I'm interested to, even though everything's going well, I'm still interested to see their journey.
The last couple of marriages we saw on Thursday night, I don't know if it's just because by this point I was a bit tired of it.
Exactly. My God. I felt like I was watching Love Island again. I was that bloody bored. I mean, I felt bad because I've been so excited. Like I've been speaking to my friends as well. See, I've got friends too. And I was like, just out of the gate, everything's great. I'm excited. I'm excited about the next episode. And then last night's came on and I was like, I know she's from Utah, but I feel like I'm in Utah.
Just a vast expanse of nothingness.
Yeah. And you can't even get alcohol. God, I think I was scrolling through Instagram through half that episode, if I'm honest.
Yeah, until it got to the Harrison.
Yeah, and then you're like, Bronte, oh, interesting stuff. People again. Focus.
I mean, Duncan seems nice.
Yeah. No, don't get me wrong. They're both lovely people. Both lovely people. I am not that invested in their happiness at this point. Now that could change, right? Maybe they'll be really great together and they'll fall deeply. I mean, I did say yesterday, like when she says, if he doesn't cry when I walk down the aisle, and I was like, she's with the wrong guy, because that Jesse cried within 2 minutes and it was nothing to do with the bride.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, I wonder what, I can't see any issues with Duncan as yet. He seems like a nice bloke. He's, you know, I don't know what the red flags are going to be.
No, but he didn't. Again, this show is an hour and a half, which is they get a lot longer per episode to delve into people's lives. And normally we see a bit more because they have more time. But do you feel like you walked away really knowing anything about Duncan?
No, nothing.
That he rides a motorcycle and he likes to surf and his friends are married and that was it.
Yeah, yeah. He wants kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, well, we've summed it up there in 20 seconds. So, yeah.
I know. Like, I just, but does he want somebody else's kids? I mean, like, that's, you know, we didn't even find that out yet. We didn't really find it. I feel like we just didn't find anything out. And the next thing, they're like, she's stroking his hair, petting him like a dog on a lawn somewhere. So I don't really know what happened. I might have fallen asleep.
There's something about her that I'm not sure about. I don't know why.
Yeah, I can't put my finger on it either. It's like she lived in Utah, her religion's really important to her. Then her dad was gay. Is that why they left? Like you didn't find out why they moved. Like her mom's obviously moved with her, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they didn't say she'd come for the wedding. It seemed like her mom lives there too. So why did she move across the world from Utah? Was it because of the gay dad? Was it because of something else? You don't find out. The story just seems like there's a big gappy bit in it, and I want to know what is in that gap.
Well, maybe this is, I think this is because they do have 40-odd episodes at an hour and a half each to fill.
Yeah, they really do, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they could condense this down into probably 16 episodes or something, but, you know, is that they've got to keep some content back. Now, the other couple, I think, were a little more interesting only because Shannon and Caitlin. Shannon is one of those people who doesn't wear socks with his shoes.
I'm sorry, but I think you pointed it out. A red flag for me was the anklet.
Yes.
I mean, fair, he's not wearing socks, and none of them do because they're Aussies. That's fine. I get that. There were some beautiful suits on the men, by the way. I love that velvet look. But the bloody anklet, woven anklet, and really got a good close-up view of that, didn't we?
Yeah.
His face is weird. It's so expressive. I felt like I was being hypnotized by his facial expressions. I couldn't. But she's a bit like that as well.
Yeah, yeah. She's because what do we see of her? She was on a settee playing Xbox. They went to that hotel they went to on the honeymoon, the Palazzo Versace.
Yeah. Whatever. That's imagine where if his parents had gone there. They were so impressed with the plastic flowers and the thing. They thought that was bougie. But they would have died if they'd gone there. Where do they live?
Well, that's the hotel that they put the celebrities in after I'm a Celebrity.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, I've heard that. So.
And when he didn't know that Audrey Hepburn was dead.
Yeah, I mean.
But I don't think either of them are they're not going to be a clever couple. And that's fine because I think they're both on the same level, you know, like.
They're both dib.
I was trying to be really nice about that for a change, you know, and he just sucked me back down again. Yeah. I mean, like they're two fries short of a happy meal for sure, the pair of them. But I think they're going to go into ignorant bliss together, I'm hoping.
Yeah, they seem nice enough. There's just not much else to say about them, really, which is why we left them till last.
No, but they'll have a suitcase full of shit they've stolen from that hotel for sure.
Yeah. Which, you know, fair play, I would do exactly the same.
That room's going to be emptied.
So we've got another few weddings coming up. Yes,
I think we've got the sex pest coming up.
Exactly what I was going to say, because from the stag and hen nights,
it was weird, right?
Yeah, that she's the only one I can really remember.
Yeah, because she kept trying to tell people how she liked to have sex. She like told people her name and then gave them her full STI test results and every position she liked to have in bed. Like, it's okay just to ask somebody like what their hobbies are, you know?
Yeah, Thor's hammer.
And that guy that they put him with in his Disney pajamas.
His Toy Story pajamas.
And he says, Woody. And he says, I don't get it. Well, he's going to get it. He's going to get it soon. Yeah. I feel like it might be a little bit date rapey, that honeymoon.
Yeah, definitely. The editing there was perfect when she was saying, I want someone like Thor. And then they cut to him at the end of the aisle, just turning around going, hi. Oh, you know what we didn't talk about was I was gonna ask you, because Jesse kept referring to the ick, you know, all the things that were bugging him, astrology, everything like that. Have you got any things on your specific things on your ick list?
My ick list. Yeah. Any guy that sends you a dick pic before you've had an actual conversation definitely gives me the ick. And men that keep telling me, like, talking down to me, sweetie, darling, when they speak to me, that creeps me out as well. I don't really have a lot of icks. I mean, I date most of my icks, so.
You know, I saw something, like, something that was going viral this week was a woman had gone on a date and she sent a message to the guy saying, so are you going to, when are you going to pick me up, or are you going to arrange for an Uber to come and get me and drop me off at the bar? And he replied saying, no, I'm not doing any of that. You can get a bus or a train.
Was it you?
What do you think of that?
Was that your first date with Claire, wasn't it? Come on, just be honest.
I wouldn't do it. I get it. It's a nice thing to do.
Love it if somebody offered to do that for me, because I'm very old-fashioned. I am. But I wouldn't expect anybody to do that in this day and age. Like, I'm happy for a man to choose my meal and pick my drink, and I know a lot of women are going to hate me for saying that.
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want to be told that's what's going to happen. I kind of like to just let it happen. But yeah, if I told a guy I expected him to come and fetch me or to get me an Uber, I wouldn't expect to hear from him again, for sure.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was very presumptuous, but there were a lot of women who were outraged that he hadn't offered to send
me. It's a complicated time, you know, because men don't know what they're supposed to do anymore, you know, because. Is it wrong to offer to pay for a meal? Is that saying that you think that you're more in charge? You know, when men say to me, well, like, on all the 10 dates I've been on in 10 years, say, is it okay if I get the bill? I thought, what? I didn't even bring my wallet. So unless you're trying to do a dine and dash, then yes, please.
Yeah, handy to know for anyone who's planning to date Lara in the future.
And that's going to be nobody, but.
Well, this has been great. I think it's been a good first week.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
I'm so excited for this season. I mean, not the last bit of Thursday's episode, but I feel like that's going to be a fluke. And I think this is going to be a really strong series. And I feel like, I think that England's going to have to step up its game, because I think Australia is just getting stronger and stronger with the drama.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the episode. And if you follow us at Maths Hysteria on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you'll see all our live tweets and photos that we take and everything. Thanks again to Lara.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's been my pleasure. I really enjoy these.
Yeah, we'll have you back on, I'm sure.
If I haven't been cancelled by the women's movement.
Yeah. So for Maths Hysteria, if you find a better Married at First Sight podcast, we'll beat it by 10%. Thanks.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.